Good morning, Todd Zwillick here, filling in for John Hockenberry this morning, and I'm here with Celeste Headley. Well, Arizona will be back in the limelight tomorrow. It's state political primaries in Arizona. Governor Jan Brewer, who signed the controversial immigration bill, that's SB 1070, of course, into law, is competing in the Republican primary. And Senator John McCain fighting to retain his job in the Senate. And there's also a couple of very other interesting races that we're going to get to here to help us sort it out. From on the ground in Arizona, from the desert, is Mark Brody, reporter and host at KJZZ in Phoenix. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Todd.
Well, everyone in Washington has been saying for the last few months that John McCain was fighting for his life against former Congressman J.D. Hayworth. McCain have anything to worry about tomorrow?
The recent polls suggest that he really doesn't. He is in a battle against former U.S. Congressman J.D. Hayworth. The early polls had McCain up by only a couple of points, but the most recent surveys show him up comfortably, and the conventional wisdom around here now is that he's probably going to win his primary.
Now, the other conventional wisdom here, not only is it an anti-incumbent year, but that conservatives are out in force in Arizona, and John McCain in his history has taken pretty middle-of-the-road positions on things like immigration, on campaign finance, on climate, on health care. He used to be Mr. Bipartisan. Is he still?
Well, if you believe the story sort of circulating in the news, not really. He's sort of tacked to the right on issues like immigration, on cap and trade, the climate change issue. He suggested during this campaign that he never really has been a maverick, which is something that he campaigned on during his run for the president a few years ago.
Right.
So he definitely has been sort of attacked from the right by J.D. Hayworth, and he has moved a bit to the right during this race.
And it seems like John McCain knew pretty early on that he would be attacked to the right and kind of covered that flank.
Yeah, I mean, J.D., it's not a surprise. J.D. Hayworth is a pretty conservative fellow, and he's been sort of talking with and about the Tea Party folks and has been moving in that direction. So you're right. It's not much of a surprise that that's where Senator McCain has gone.
Is Senator McCain's shifting of policies affecting him in any negative way in the race?
You know, it's interesting that you ask, because some folks in the political world around here have been talking not so much about the race, but more about Senator McCain's legacy at this point and what he might do what he'll do when he gets back to the Senate, assuming that he wins on Tuesday and then in the general election. Will he continue moving to the right, or once he gets back to Washington, will he maybe go back to the center, which is where a lot of folks think he's been more or less during his time in the Senate?
And part of the implication there might be that this could be John McCain's last run for re-election in the Senate. Well, I got to ask you about Jan Brewer. Everybody knows her because she signed the controversial immigration law, SB 1070. Is this Republican primary any form of a referendum on that law in Arizona?
Well, that law has basically given Jan Brewer the nomination. She was facing a four-person primary. The two most serious contenders have since basically dropped out of the race, leaving only a political newcomer who's a pretty moderate candidate. Many Republicans consider him a Democrat, actually. And it's basically once she signed 1070, her poll numbers really shot up and, in fact, not only give her at this moment a commanding lead in the primary, but also a pretty comfortable lead in the general election.
That was real street cred for the right there, for Republicans,
I guess.
Well, we got to ask you about one congressional race. I think in the 3rd District of Arizona, there are 10 candidates from all kinds of different places, but one of them has a name that people might be familiar with. Who's the big name in the congressional race there?
Yeah, Ben Quayle is running to replace John Shadegg, who is retiring from Congress. Ben
Sorry,
Quayle, of course, the son
you
of
said
former
Quayle.
Vice President Dan Quayle.
Oh boy. Okay. What's the legacy metric there? Son of Dan Quayle. Everybody remembers him.
Yeah, and you know, this has been a really, really interesting race. As you mentioned, there are 10 Republicans running in the primary, so right there it's interesting. And in the last month or so, it has gotten every day our email inboxes are barraged with different back and forths. Ben Quayle has been linked to a not-for-your-work computer kind of website that he wrote for several years ago when he was much younger. There's been a back and forth between Ben Quayle and another candidate, talking about whether the other candidate maybe used his nonprofit to make money to line his own pockets. Ben Quayle has put out a TV commercial where he referred to President Obama as the worst president in history. That led to another candidate putting out a web commercial referring to Ben Quayle as the worst candidate. But at the end of the day, all 10 of the candidates have basically said that they would support the winner of the primary in the general election. There are some conditions for some of those candidates, but
that has been
a really interesting race, yeah.
Thank goodness. Well, Mark Brody, reporter and host at KJZZ in Phoenix, thanks for bringing us up to date on Ben Quayle and the rest of the candidates there.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper, with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.